It's Local Manufacturing Week here on PTBOtoday.ca, brought to you by Peterborough and the Kawartha's Economic Development. We spoke with Mike Crow, the Director of Product and Capabilities Development and the Chair of Kawartha Dairy's Board, about how they've been able to sustain their business for over 85 years.
What makes the Kawartha Dairy product the best ice cream in the land? Because you're preaching to the converted here, by the way. I love Kawartha Dairy ice cream.
Yeah, I get that question a lot. And for a long time, it was a hard one to answer, you know, because to me, this is just what we do. But I've had many years to reflect on this. And so, you know, to me, there's a couple key elements. One, we use probably the freshest milk and cream you can get. I mean, we bring that in from the farm daily, and quite often we're using it the same day and putting it into ice cream. So I probably can't underscore how important having good fresh ingredients are for making a good quality food product. Second, I think it's there's an experience to be had with Kawartha Dairy, and the way we grew as a company and developed was through those experiential times with consumers where, you know, they'd go to a scoop shop while they're on vacation and, you know, at their cottage and they try it and they loved it. And then as we grew and it started to be more available, it was a bit of a treasure hunt. And people were so delighted to find the product that they had such fond memories of. And so that's what we try to convey through our product, through our marketing, through our retail stores, is that experience. And we speak in terms of making great memories with consumers as opposed to making great products. So that experience that having that ice cream as part of somebody's birthday or anniversary or wedding, that's what I think makes it near and dear to a lot of consumers.
I want to talk a little bit about that history, because it's so much a part of what Kawartha Dairy is all about. Now, I don't know much about that history. I only know what I've read, but I guess the point I'm trying to get at is, how much does it figure into what you do in terms of your brand and kind of direct your day-to-day operations, if at all?
Yeah, the history is very important to us. I mean, particularly, you know, myself, because it was my grandparents who started the company, and so it's a family business, and we've been, you know, we've been involved in a big way, the family for right from the start. So we, you know, we feel a strong, you know, connection and pull to our roots and how the company was founded and how it's grown over the years. So it's very important that we stay true to those, you know, those values and those beginnings, and that permeates through the company very well. And actually, we're quite pleased with the way, you know, employees have grabbed onto that, you know, that historical side of and significance of the company.
Talk to me, Mike, a little bit about the employee culture that you try to cultivate. Just tell me a little bit about your staff and why they're important to your success.
Well, I think people are your company, and without people, without good people, you don't have hope of surviving as an organization, whether it's manufacturing or retail or not. But you know, we work hard to connect with our employees, and you know, we're proud to say we've had a number of 40 plus year employees in our organization. And currently right now we have some that are in their 20, 30 years with us. And as an owner of a business, there, you know, I take pride in that sort of thing, that somebody has wanted to work with us and stayed with us for that long.
What does the future look like for Kawartha Dairy?
Actually, recently we started looking at expanding our distribution outside of Ontario. And actually this year we are distributing into BC and Alberta. So we are now, you know, we've upgraded our mission as an organization to try to bring the taste of the Kawarthas to all Canadians.